Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Courage Formula. This is Coach Molly Ryder, and I am so excited to get started with you. You know, when we listen to our soul instead of our ego, courage emerges, and it gives us the one thing that's really necessary to be successful, and that's the will to ask for what we need. That's what courage is. It is the will and the power to ask for what we need. It is our will to make a change that starts a process. It is our will that fires up our passion, compelling us to be an instrument of change. And it is our will that pushes us to ask for what we really need to succeed. You know, I truly believe that diving deeper into your human design chart is an act of courage, and that's the reason why I really wanted to make sure that you had access to this courage formula right away, because it takes courage to face yourself. And when you're looking at your human design chart, man, you are facing yourself head on. You're really seeing all of yourself. And it's asking you to fully accept yourself as you are, the way you are right now, not the way you want to be. You know, for me personally, I really felt this most acutely when I learned that I didn't have the heart center defined. The heart center is one of the motor centers in the human design chart, and it's the energy center where willpower is generated. And personally, with an undefined heart center, it means that I don't have consistent access to willpower. Now, when I first read this, you know, and received a reading of my own, deep down I knew this about myself. I'd always really struggled to, you know, maintain any sort of habit. If I didn't have consistent accountability from others, I'd start like a new exercise regime, and a few weeks or months in, I would start to fall off, or I'd say to myself, oh, I'm going to write every morning, and 10 days in, I'd suddenly be too busy, and I'd stop writing. But as an entrepreneur, just knowing straight out that I didn't have consistent access to willpower, it really felt like a death sentence. I fully enjoyed living in the illusion that someday I'd create the perfect environment to keep me in my game in all areas of my life, you know, to keep me focused and on point and living exactly the way I dreamed I'd live, you know. I loved living into that illusion and that persistent pushing and goal and trial and error experience of, you know, if I just tweak this, then my willpower will appear and it will be here forever. And it was such a story. It was not really ever there. It was an illusion, a mirage. So it took courage to really face my human design chart and accept me, accept the fact that willpower is not something I'm going to have consistent access to. It's not a part of my plan. And it just meant letting go of that illusion that someday I'd find the perfect formula to tap into willpower. But at the same time, it also freed me up. It was such a weight off of my shoulders. Because while it was something that, yes, I desperately longed for and I had to have the courage to say, it's okay that I don't have this, it also meant that I now understood how I truly needed to set myself up for success in every area. I couldn't set up a plan with the illusion that the willpower would be there. As beautiful and as as exciting as this plan might be, if it relied on me taking consistent action over a long period of time, I had to have the courage to say no, and I had to have the courage to speak up for myself and in front of others to say, I need more than this in order for this to be successful. And that took another level of courage. You know, it's a part of my strategy and authority to recognize that I don't have this consistent willpower. And so being able to make the best decisions I can for myself takes courage. You know, in human design, it truly takes courage to tap into your strategy and authority and to make the best decisions. Because even though, you know, utilizing how to really utilize your strategy and your authority and practicing it, you know, of course, I know intellectually that that's the fastest way for me to reach my unique level of success. And it truly is the fastest way for you to reach your own unique level of success. But it takes courage to do that. It takes courage in a moment-to-moment basis to say yes to that path. And that's one of the most powerful things that I play with my clients, is being able to say yes and to explore those moment-to-moment experiences and to be able to learn from the times where you, even though you know your strategy and authority, you don't follow it. You don't say yes to it because someone else is expecting something else of you, or it's too easy to fall back into that old habit, or you know, you live back in that story of, oh, well, this time it's going to be different. Trust me, I've been there. So that's why I really love to share my courage formula with all of the amazing people out there who are ready to explore their human design charts at a deeper level. Because I know as you start to tap into this on a moment-to-moment basis, it takes courage. I know for myself and for my clients that it really helps, this courage formula really helps step into a deeper sense of self-love and self-acceptance. The courage formula is also designed to really help step you into this next level of success in your life goals. And if you have a business, you can utilize it with your business goals. It's really designed to help you move into that next level of success, self-love, and self-acceptance with grace and ease, with speed, and with longevity. So let's begin. What I want to do now is I'm going to start with step one, and I highly recommend that you follow along with the workbook, the Courage Formula workbook that goes along with this audio. So if you have that in front of you, that's wonderful. And what I'd like you to do, if you're not already in a place where you can close your eyes, is please take a moment to do so. Of course, if you're driving or doing anything where you can't stop, that's fine. But I want you to all move into a place, if you can, to where you can close your eyes. So you're sitting upright. Please notice how you're sitting. You're sitting with 2 feet firmly planted on the floor, sitting with your arms resting at your side, and you're sitting with your back up straight. And when you're ready, please do close your eyes. Now I want you to take a deep breath in and out and clear your mind. It's important as we begin this that you have the mental space. So I want you to take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, I want you to release all thoughts and tension, letting go of all those niggling thoughts from the day. I want you now to allow your memory to slide back to one of your most courageous moments. What was the most courageous moment in your life? If you're like my clients, there's probably more than one where you've been really courageous, and that is a beautiful thing. I want you to think back to the one courageous moment that has you feeling like, oh, wow, I still can't believe I had the guts to do that. Awesome. And with your eyes closed, I want to explore this memory. So I'm going to give you now 10 seconds to really pull this memory into your focus, and then we'll begin to explore it. Awesome, you're doing great. So with your eyes closed and you inside this beautiful, courageous moment, I want you to note, where are you? Where are you? Are you at home? Are you at work? Are you out somewhere? And then I want you to really look around and perhaps even look at yourself as if you are a third person looking in on the scene and describe to me what you're doing. What are you doing in this courageous moment? Are you talking? Are you taking action? Are you listening? What are you doing? And then I want you to know how you feel. How do you feel in the moment? And I am not asking you to tell me about how you feel afterwards, because we all felt great after completing that courageous moment. Amen. But in the moment, what were you feeling in that moment? Did you have nerves? Were you excited? Were you feeling fiery? Were your palms tingling or sweaty? Or how were you feeling? And now I want you to check in with yourself and ask, what strength did you call upon within yourself to take this courageous action? What strength did you call upon within yourself to take this courageous action? So, for example, was it self-respect, self-love? Was it the love of someone else? Was it the why behind a dream or a vision? Was it health related? Did it have to do with morals or convictions or your love, spirituality? So many reasons. There's no right or wrong here. What strength did you call upon within yourself to take this courageous action? And then the last question in step one, why do you feel this is one of your most courageous moments? Why do you feel that this was one of your most courageous moments? Awesome. Woo! Shake it out. You just completed step one really beautifully. I want to give you an example so that you have something to play with as you go back and utilize this courage formula again and again. Okay? So for me, one of my most courageous moments was I was just graduated from college. And I had my teaching degree, but I wanted to explore other options. And so this was back when they still did some advertising in newspapers about, you know, classified ads about jobs. I responded to a job ad about becoming a ballroom dance instructor. Now, I had never had any formal dance training ever in my life. In fact, I ran cross country and track because I felt like I wasn't coordinated enough to really excel at any other sports. So I knew this was a long shot, but I also knew that I loved to dance and I wanted to do something different. So the real courage in this for me was not just calling to get a job interview, but it was going back week after week, day after day to train, because they trained me for about 4 months before I actually became a ballroom dance instructor. And it was humiliating, like downright embarrassing. I was bad for a long time. And I had the sweaty palms and I was just so nervous. And I just, you know, I had to psych myself up every time I got in the car to go. So where was I? I was driving to this studio. Now, mind you, I lived in a city, but this studio was 45 minutes outside the city. So twice a week, I had to drive after my full-time job to this studio to get trained as a ballroom dance instructor. And to psych myself up, I would stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get a coffee. I would play like my loud, you know, Justin Timberlake jam on the way. Anything I could do to really psych myself up. And in that moment, how I felt terrified. I was just scared. I, you know, so many times thought about turning around. Oftentimes had so many thoughts about how I wasn't good enough to do this, that, you know, this was crazy. I could find something different. What was I doing? But the strength within myself that I called upon to follow through on this was the strength that I believed I could live my dream life. Even right out of college, I knew that I wanted to live my dream life, and I wanted to explore what that looked like. I had no idea then what my dream life would look like. I just knew that it meant exploring my passions and my hobbies and things that excited me, and I loved to dance. You know, ask me to go dancing with you on a Saturday, I am there. I love dancing. I just never had any formal training. I also love music, and so I love being able to hear the beat in the music and to be able to dance to it and to create this beautiful visual aesthetic and to connect. So my big why, the strength of my big why and the strength in believing in it was what allowed me to step forward. And then why I felt that this is one of my most courageous moments is because it was a moment that lasted 4 months. It wasn't like 30 seconds of a pure terror that I lived through. It was 45 minutes twice a week for 4 months that I lived through. And that was so powerful for me. And then I went on to teach ballroom dancing for 3 years and just had a blast with it. It was so amazing. So that is my moment of courage, one of them. And I just wanted to share that with you as an example. Okay. Now I want to move into step number 2 with you. So, again, I highly recommend that if you can, to follow along with the Courage Formula workbook. And with step number 2, you're going to close your eyes again. So take a nice deep breath in and out. And I want you to take a moment now to consider what the biggest challenge in your life is right now. So putting aside your most courageous moment, put that aside, I want you to think about what is the biggest challenge you're facing in your life right now? What is the biggest change you want to make? Is that in your personal life? Is that in a relationship? Is that in your business? Is that at work? Is that with your children? Is that with a sibling, a partner? Take a moment to consider what the biggest challenge is in your life right now. And let's explore this a little bit deeper. So, what is your biggest challenge? I want you to breathe into that. And if you can, take a moment to write it down. Awesome. What aspect of this challenge is most frustrating, overwhelming, confusing, whatever adjective you want to put in there, what is most challenging about this change that you want to make? Nice job. And last question. Why do you feel that this is the biggest obstacle in your life right now? Why this one? Why do you want to make this change? Why is this the most important? Why do you feel this is the biggest obstacle in your life right now? Okay, and again, I want to give you my own personal example. I just always really like to make sure that anything that I am sharing with my clients know that I'm doing it too, and I'm right there with you, and I feel like we're always growing and changing and learning. There are always challenges in our life. Change is the only consistent thing, right? So there's always going to be learning. There's always an opportunity to use this courage formula. And I like my clients to know that I'm consistently doing this myself. So what is my biggest challenge? Well, my biggest challenge that I've been playing with my own coach is around the feeling of being deserving enough. It's a challenge for me. It's a old pattern language that pops up from time to time around feeling like I am not deserving of what I most desire. And creates a lot of challenges in my life. So that's my biggest challenge. What aspect of it is most challenging to me? I would say for me, the most challenging aspect of that is the self-sabotage. So oftentimes when I have ideas or I'm excited about something, I get stuck in that I can take it so far, and then this self-defeating thought of not being deserving enough for it pops its ugly head up, and I turn into a self-sabotager, and that's so not helpful in these situations. Sets me back, and I feel like it's the biggest obstacle in my life right now because it can show up everywhere. It can show up in my personal life, with my friends, with my family, in work, with people that I meet, and that doesn't serve anyone. So I want to continue to release this and to make these moments less and less frequent. Whew. All right, let's move on to step 3. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Okay, so here in step 3, we combine the two. So using your courageous moment energy, we're going to tap into that courageous moment energy. I want to know, what is one action step you can take towards moving through your biggest challenge, that challenge that we just outlined in step number 2, utilizing the courageous energy, that strength that you knew was inside of you when you took action during that courageous moment. And I think this will become a little bit clearer as we dive into the more specific questions here. So question 1, what is the one action step? So what is an action step that you can take that will help you move through this challenge that you just outlined? Number 2, what's involved in following through on this action step? And this is an important one because sometimes we can create really big action steps for ourselves. Like we can say, well, I'm just going to do it, or I'm going to set up this. Like let's say, oh, well, to release the feeling of not being deserving enough, I'm just going to set up this call. Well, that may sound like one action, but what's involved in setting up this one call is reaching out to the person I want to connect with, making sure our calendars align, setting up a time, getting them the call-in information, getting them all the prep materials, making sure I'm ready for the call. There are a lot of mini steps involved to that one bigger action step that I just named. So I want you to become really clear on what's involved in following through on your own action step so that you set yourself up for success. Okay, and lastly, How can you set yourself and your environment up for success? So this goes into that courageous moment energy. How can you utilize that courageous moment energy, the strength you had then, to set yourself and your environment up for success? Okay, beautiful job, beautiful job. So I want to share my own experience with this so that you again have something to reflect back on as a way to help you if these questions have been a challenge at all to you. So the first one, what is the one action step I would create? Well, for me, in feeling deserving enough, the action step that I want to create is setting up daily time for me to really dive into feelings of deserving. Because when I can call forth those feelings, I can help bring that energy into anything and everything that I'm doing. So if I set up daily time for that, it's a really powerful action step for me. So question two, what's involved in following through on this action step? Well, what's involved is setting up the time, making sure I have a clear why, and making sure I have accountability. Okay, so that kind of falls into number three here, which is how can you set yourself up and your environment for success? Well, if I think back to my most courageous moment, those twice weekly drives to the dance studio to practice when I had not a clue how to dance at all. It was so funny. Now, it's funny now that I can look back on it. It was terrifying at the time and humiliating. But for me, I had the set appointments. So the dance owner, the owner of the dance studio, knew I was coming in at a certain time. I had to be there at a certain time. I knew how long I was staying there. I knew what I needed to accomplish, and they were waiting for me. And that was really important. If they had just said, okay, come in when you can for dance training, I probably would have never showed up or not consistently done so. So the fact that I had it set, time that I had to go, and that someone was there waiting for me was the reason why I showed up most of the time. And the other piece of it that was really important was that I had a big why behind what I was doing. This was like a life-changing experience in the sense that I knew I wanted to be in a career that was driven by my passion, not because someone told me I was good at it, but because I felt really called to be there and to be a part of it. And I knew that dancing was a passion of mine. It was just something that I loved and found so much joy from, you know, when I go out dancing with friends. And so this was just a next way to explore that. And it just felt like such a powerful yes. So even though I had no idea how to formally dance, I knew that I was taking that step towards finding my ideal path in life and what I was really meant to be here on this earth to do by taking that step. So I can see that with my own challenges, it's really important for me to have a much bigger why. So I was setting myself up, my environment up correctly means that I'm really clear on my why and it's really palpable for me. It's something that I can tap into at any moment. And that I also have accountability. Remember, I don't have that defined heart center. I don't have the willpower just to do it on my own. I need a team. So I need to be connecting with other people. I need to be letting other people know what I'm doing and asking them to follow up with me to make sure that it's happening. I need to set that up for myself in my life. And that's what will help me to move through. So, you know, when I say setting up this goal of tapping into this deserving feeling every day, well, I need to ask people to do it with me or get my coach to follow up to make sure I've done it. I need to set up some parameters around support in this area. And that's what will make it more fun for me and make it a consistent habit in my life. So, loves, I hope that this has been a powerful scenario for you. I am excited to hear how you're utilizing the Courage Formula and what came up for you as you went through each of the steps. And I highly recommend doing this anytime you're faced with a big challenge or there's something you want to change in your life. Go back into the Courage Formula. We all have a lot of courageous moments, so you don't have to use the same moment over and over again. You can pick other moments in your life. And sometimes you'll notice you'll be called, like a moment that you hadn't thought of in a while will pop up, and there's a reason for that. The universe is reminding you of that moment because there's a connection with what you learned in that moment that can help you with your current situation. So I look forward to exploring more of your human design strategy and authority with you, and I look forward to hearing how you utilize the Courage Formula. Lots of love to you all.